Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Elements of the media are seeking to derail the legitimacy of the United States Supreme Court. What is on the docket? What can they do about it? And where is it all heading? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
A Florida man almost hit police officers doing a burnout to impress the ladies. Man, save some girls for the rest of them, won't ya? The late night crowd in downtown Bradenton got smoked when police said a driver turned Main Street into his own burnout pit. It was about 2 a.m. Their crime reduction team heard a truck hammer its throttle, saw a silver pickup fly down the street. The driver identified as 28-year-old Juan Leon. Swerved past pedestrians and officers standing nearby after running a stop sign. He corrected just before he reached the next avenue where a red light forced him to stop. But instead of cooling off, he spun the tires in the crosswalk, filling the intersection with smoke, then lurched forward, forcing officers to step back. When he was detained, he got, oh boy, DUI also. And he was booked on 3 counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon because he also performed field sobriety tests, declined a breathalyzer. He told them that he was trying to impress girls. The officers were not impressed with his answer. You can imagine. What a headline. Okay, let's Cape Coral man accused of causing mother significant number of stab wounds.
What? Who worded that?
So these siblings got their brother arrested because he stabbed their mother. So what does that mean you're accused of causing significant? That's like, I caused you to get punched in the face.
Right.
By my fist. Like, you know what I mean? Like, what in the world is that? That's like newspeak.
It is.
The guy was arrested, but what stands out and what I can't get past is this insane headline. What is it? It's from News Press, which is like an actual news site. They cover Florida, but Jiminy Christmas. That's pretty heavy lifting there with that whole sentence. A Florida man believes that he was infected with flesh-eating bacteria while cutting grass. What? This is in Jacksonville. He was hospitalized. He was in there for weeks. He battled flesh-eating bacteria. He said that he was cutting weeds and grass in a ditch that runs alongside of his house. And he said that he thinks that that's what happened because it hit his legs the most. And he said that, this is how bad it was. They thought they were going to have to amputate this guy's leg. They don't have to, but they said that the one guy who got killed by a bear yesterday for mowing his grass. I've never heard of a guy getting the flesh-eating bacteria thing from mowing grass, though. But I guess that makes sense if you're, like, near a ditch and there's water. I don't know. Man, that's, like, really... This guy runs an irrigation company. He said he's recovering. But that's awful. His injuries look bad. That's a weird one. Definitely a weird one. In Florida, what do we got? Another Florida woman. She attacked her mother and brother during an argument over the PlayStation 4. Yeah, Marion County. Now, this was like a year ago, but... it occurred in April of 24, but they're in trial now. She was found guilty just this week of choking her mother and then hitting her brother during an argument over a video game console. So it was over the PlayStation. That's insane. She apparently grabbed her brother's groin to the point of pain because I guess they were fighting over the plane. She's actually a grown person. Can I just say, like, these are all grown people. Like, this woman's literally, she's in her late 20s. She looks like she's in her late 20s. She's 21 years old. But she choked her mother. She battered the brother. And police had to come. And they said that it was over a PlayStation 4 console. And they were fighting over it, et cetera, et cetera. So that's ended. That's what happened. That's, wow. I can't imagine being so ridiculous that that's your... pretty wild. I also have this. This guy, I think we've had this before. Did we talk about the guy who's dressed as Chuck E. Cheese and arrested?
Oh, wait, yeah, we did.
Okay, I have a lot of Florida people that still send me, sometimes people will send me stuff that I've already talked about, but for whatever reason, I got this sent three or four times over the past couple of days. I'm like, I'm pretty sure we covered the Chuck E. Cheese arrest, like literally the guy in the costume. So apparently we have to stop falling for the whole higher thread count thing because it doesn't necessarily mean better sheets. That's fake news, apparently. It's like believing that you use like 10% of your brain. So the secret isn't thread count, it's thread quality. And this is where Boll & Branch has won a lot of folks over, yours truly. They use the best organic cotton. End of. I mean, these are sheets that feel incredible, like the moment you take them out of the box. So the first night that you put them on, you can tell right away that they're softer, they're cooler, and they have a great weight. It's like kind of having a 5-star hotel room in your own house. And I'll tell you something else. The sheets get better every time that you've washed them. I've washed mine countless times, and they just keep getting softer. You can't do that with cheap sheets because they totally fall apart. Boll & Branch, they get more luxurious. So you'll sleep better, and you're kind of feel like a spoiled brat, but it's okay. I'm not going to go back to the old sheets. Once you try them, you're not going to either. So if you're ready to upgrade your sleep, and you should, visit BollandBranch.com/Dana Show because there you'll get 15% off your first set plus free shipping. So that's BollandBranch.com/Dana Show for 15% off. Exclusions apply.
Looking for affordable auto insurance, even with tickets or accidents? At the Andrews Insurance Agency in Greensboro, we've got your back. We specialize in non-standard coverage with low down payments, low monthly rates, and excellent options for foreign and inexperienced drivers. Our friendly bilingual agent are ready to help. We're open till 7 and here for you 24/7. Call 336-897-7500 or visit the andrewsinsuranceagency.com today. The Andrews Insurance Agency. Coverage that works for you.
You won't see the engineer that slams the Nissan Rogue's door 13,920 times, or the corrosive chamber that simulates 15 years of life in 5 months, or the Rogue heat-baked for over 300 combined hours. What you will see is a vehicle that can take punch after punch and keep rolling. Nissan, number one in new vehicle quality among mainstream brands by J.D. Power. We put it through the worst so you get its best. For J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year. Newer models may be shown.
So Jeff's Zients was the White House Chief of Staff. I don't think a lot of people knew his name. One of the things that we talked about with when we were on this MRC thing is we had a very big discussion about how many people know. You guys know Susie Wiles' name, but you don't know Jeff Zients' name. Jeff Zients was the Chief of Staff for Biden. How many people were familiar with all the stuff he did? Which is like if you wanted to know who really controlled the auto pen, it was him. He revealed to Congress yesterday that Biden, listen to this, that Biden's memory and decision-making capability were deteriorating while in office. This was the interview that he gave to Congress. It's been transcribed. You know how they do it? They do a closed door first. This is always the standard operating procedure. They do closed door first, then they do open to the public hearings. Zients wouldn't answer reporter questions as he was leaving, but he told the White House, he told the House Oversight Committee yesterday that he personally had asked White House physician Kevin O'Connor to conduct a, quote, full medical workup that included a cognitive exam. And this was after the debate performance. And one of the things that Zients said is that, you know, he knew that Biden was fighting a cold, and he thought that that had something to do with his disastrous debate performance. But then he apparently told staff and the doctor, Kevin O'Connor, that he had seen Biden with a cold before and that this was unlike anything that he had previously seen. And if you remember, that debate was probably one of the most disastrous. I think that is the most disastrous debate I've ever seen anybody give in my life, that performance. And the campaign in the White House, they were all just dismissing that at the time. But remember, the excuse was, oh, he has a cold. You know, colds make you forget where you are and stumble over your words and not be able to walk, apparently. Even though, like, right after the debate, he went to a Waffle House. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, right after the debate, Biden was spotted in a Waffle House. you know, because he had a cold and didn't feel so well. But he said, oh, yes, what he was trying to explain away Zenz was that, well, he had a cold, so that contributed to mental freezes. Guys, he had a cold. He didn't have AIDS. Come on. Like, this is, he had a cold. He didn't have, like, you know, he has Alzheimer's. He didn't have, like, a serious, you know, they're acting like a cold is, like, a serious disease. He had a cold. But it's because he already had a diminishing mental capacity already. And even Jake Sullivan, former national security advisor, backed the cognitive exam, thought it was important. And apparently so did Anita Dunn, the communications advisor. Anita Dunn's interesting. You know how a lot of people got, because with the way that Elon Musk was working in capacity with the administration, I think you can only stay like, what, 180 days? Then you have to leave for X amount of days, and then you have to come back, because if you stay there permanently, you have to divest from everything. If you're going to be a member of the, if you're going to work in the cabinet, if you're going to work for the White House, you have to divest, and he didn't want to divest. So it was only like 180, you only work at, and that's like normal. A lot of administrations do that. That's like a little publicized, it's a rule, and not a lot of people know about it, but that's the reason why, you know, Musk was only able to stay for as long as he was, because otherwise he would have to divest from all of his businesses, everything, ownership of X, all of that, in order to stay. So that's why it's only 180 days. The interesting thing about Anita Dunn is she has this, one of the biggest PR companies in the United States. She stayed well over 180 days. She was there like the whole damn term, and she never divested from anything. Do you guys know that? She basically was in the same performative advisor role that Musk was, but it was never demanded of her to follow the law and, oh, you're here after 180 days, you have to divest or you have to leave. And she didn't do that. She stayed there. Interesting. Interesting little known fact. But they were all saying even that he needed a cognitive exam, that he needed something. And a lot of people were very, very alarmed about it. So when the White House chief of staff tells the president's personal doctor that they need to make sure they need to do a cognitive exam, that's a big deal, right? Isn't that kind of a big deal? I feel like that's a big deal. Why is this only coming out now? How many months now? Six after the election. Why is this only coming out now? Can you imagine? Think about this for a minute. Just play it out in your head. What if Trump was having a diminishing mental capacity and the press found out that Susie Wiles was hiding it? Just, I know you guys are like, oh my gosh, I can already hear the wailing. Right. Hurting my ears. It's not even happening yet. Oh my gosh, the media, then you would have European leaders falling in line. Oh my gosh, it would be so bad, right, guys? So, I've got questions, you know. It's weird, right? Mm-hmm. Very interesting. I just have some questions, that's all. Just have questions about that. Now, remember, Zients, in his testimony, he noted that part of his job was to make sure that the president met with all the advisors, the full range of advisors, consider the issues to make the best decisions, etc. I mean, he was running his life in the White House. Excuse me. And they all hid it. They all saw it, and they all kept silent, and they all hid it. As more and more of this comes out, it becomes very clear that he was not in charge. There is less and less room for any questioning on that. He was not in charge, you guys. He was not in charge. It's stunning. And more is going to come out, because there's other staffers that are writing books. They are. Other staffers writing books. So we'll see. Keltech, the PR-57, chambered in 5.7. 40% lighter than the competition. And the awesome thing is that it's all about innovation and performance, and it's the lightest 5.7 that's on the market. They are able to achieve this two different major ways. They have an innovative rotary barrel that makes it super light, 40% lighter, but then they also have this unique top loading design that replaces the traditional magazine with a stripper clip. So you get a slimmer carry profile, and you also have a 20+1 capacity. And MSRP is only $399, so it's super affordable. Great trigger, light, I mean, no recoil really. Quickest and easiest field strip you could get. And it's all from Kel-Tec. KelTecWeapons.com is where you go. Everything made right here in the USA. KelTecWeapons.com. It's the PR-57 chambered in 5.7, the rotary barrel pistol. KelTecWeapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
Looking for affordable auto insurance? Even with tickets or accidents? At the Andrews Insurance Agency in Greensboro, we've got your back. We specialize in non-standard coverage with low down payments, low monthly rates, and excellent options for foreign and inexperienced drivers. Our friendly, bilingual agents are ready to help. We're open till 7 and here for you 24/7. Call 336-897-7500 or visit the AndrewsInsuranceAgency.com today. The Andrews Insurance Agency. Coverage that works for you.
You won't see the engineer that slams the Nissan Rogue's door 13,920 times, or the corrosive chamber that simulates 15 years of life in 5 months, or the Rogue heat-baked for over 300 combined hours. What you will see is a vehicle that can take punch after punch and keep rolling. Nissan, number one in new vehicle quality among mainstream brands by J.D. Power. We put it through the worst, so you get its best. For J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year. Newer models may be shown.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
I don't believe in owl attacks. I think that these people are the baddies. So they're saying that in Seattle, Parks and Rec is warning of owl attacks in their Lincoln Park. They're dive bombing people. Probably hippies. I don't really know if I feel bad yet. They're just like, if you hear, I love this line. Listen. If you hear hooting, cover your head and move calmly. I just want to run over behind people and go, hoo, hoo, hoo.
It's those damn top knots. They think it's a rodent.
They probably do, and they're probably trying to pick the top knots off of the hippies' heads in Seattle. That's actually a really good observation, Kane. I just think it's hysterical. Yeah, this is literally what they tell people. If you hear hooting, cover your head and move calmly. Carry an umbrella for protection. And wave your arms to leave the area right away. I love everything right now. Briefly, I'll go back to hating it in a moment. Skinny jeans are showing signs of a comeback. It's just fat. Wear whatever you want to wear. I do think that not everyone can wear every single type of jean. I can't do high-waisted well. It's not anything, I don't do that well. I don't do high-waisted well. And I don't have a problem with skinny jeans unless you just don't look good in them. I mean, different cuts flatter different people. I think people are wearing jeans less. I don't know. I just wear all black everything. I don't wear jeans as much as I used to because everything, you know, unless they're black. I don't know. That's like, wasn't that a millennial thing that they hated skinny jeans?
Yeah.
Millennials. Oh, sorry. Let's see. Why is this a challenge? A teen nearly dies after the Benadryl social media challenge. So it's a tick galley. So they were eating Tide Pods. Like, that's what I believe now. They were actually eating Tide Pods. So they said that there is this TikTok challenge that's involving Benadryl. And they don't actually tell you what it is. They just say it's a TikTok challenge that involves Benadryl. So what do you do? Like, drink it?
Yes.
I guess. Yeah, they just said, like, people were using Benadryl. I thought it was a safe medication. Well, nothing's safe if you abuse it. You know, good grief. And get your kid off TikTok. Jeez. Just, I don't know. Let's see. Milwaukee, two adults arrested, six kids found locked in a storage unit. That's a trafficking issue. Absolutely. This is Milwaukee, Wisconsin. They ranged from 2 months to 9 years. They were locked inside 2 months, locked inside of a storage unit on their north side. And they found them early Tuesday morning of this week and arrested two adults, 2 months and ages 2, 3, 5, 7, and 9. A 26-year-old woman and a 33-year-old man were taken into custody. She said that she had one of the neighbors who did not want to appear on camera told the ABC affiliate there that she had seen what appeared to be a family with children walking in and around storage units since summer, and they would leave every morning and return every night. Why did you never say anything, you freak? Like, why? So, I don't know. And then they've been there just the entire time. And a dad punished kids with an electric cattle prod, according to Ohio officials. He's pled guilty. He's 35 years old in Erie County. Apparently, records show they didn't name him because they're protecting the kids. But he pled guilty to two counts of domestic violence. He used an electric cattle prod on three kids as punishment. And I... Wow. Yeah, so he's in trouble. That seems a little overkill, maybe. A little overkill.
Bible says you mourn with those who mourn and grieve with those who grieve. And I think it's important that in the wake of this national tragedy that we take time simply to grieve the loss of life that occurred here. But I also believe we need to resist the temptation to put America on trial. I mean, absent any additional evidence, one man was responsible.
Oh boy.
For the assassination of Charlie Kirk. That man is now in custody, and now comes justice.
Really?
And while with this rising tide of political violence that we've seen on both sides of the aisle, I understand the deep concern. I don't think we ever want to lose sight of the fact of personal responsibility.
So this is both sides-ism. And Mike Pence is very much out of the old cut of Republicans that, they never wanted to push back. They wanted to allow whatever narrative that was being said to stay. And that's one of the reasons why we got into this progressive cesspit. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you at the top of this third hour. What does he mean barring any evidence? Let me explain something to Mr. Pence and others about the relationship of long established leftist behavior, beliefs, and rhetoric. You can say it was one guy. Who did the one guy listen to? He was born in a very conservative family. Apparently, his dad, mom, they were Republicans. And then he changed. Why? Why was he believing these conspiracy theories? Where did the conspiracy theories come from? Now, no one's arguing that he didn't do it. But this idea that he acted completely mentally alone, I disagree with that. Because there is a huge body of evidence that goes back 20, 30, 40 years showcasing repeated leftist violence. By the way, the survey that they were trying to promote as showing conservative violence being greater, which when you took out all of their bad methodology, it wasn't. They were actually trying to use prison fights. I have no idea how you even incorporate that, but that's what they were doing. There are a number of people who have shredded that survey, so I'm not going to tread on that worn ground, but it was pretty insightful. There's an ideology in America that thinks if you don't give them exactly what they want when they want it, that it's oppression. And they think if you disagree with them on an issue, then you're a Nazi, that you are guilty of a moral, ethical, human, spiritual, everything failing to the extent that you are compared to a Nazi simply for having a difference of opinion. If that's what you believe, and you believe that someone is so evil, some people will be prevailed upon to maybe perhaps act. Now, whether or not they choose to act is one thing, but the left, that's on them. But the left has told us for years that we, the right, are responsible for every bad thing that happens in the world. And I'm tired of, you know, these are their rules. These are their rules. And the only way that they're not going to want to live under these rules again is if they are fairly applied to them. Well, both sides. This isn't a both sides thing. Trump has never gone out and called somebody a Nazi. A fascist. Now, Antifa, yeah, they are actually fascist because they believe in violence for silence. So I get that. But there's no comparison here. That's what we're telling you. There isn't a comparison. So shame on him for this. I feel like some of these guys think that after 28, they want to put themselves in positions to once again run the rudders for the right. And I don't want these people doing that. I don't want them at all to do that. This is something that has to get situated. And you're not going to do it by saying, well, it's both sides-ism, because it's not. You know, the people, how they reacted to Charlie Kirk being murdered was they went out into the streets and prayed. They had candlelight vigils. They prayed openly for his family by the thousands. They waved American flags. Now look at George Floyd. Cities burned for two summers straight. People were killed. A church was set on fire. There is no whataboutism here. There is no comparison. And this is one of the reasons why he fell out of favor with the movement. You know, they had, Kirk was supposed to speak at CSU in Fort Collins last night, audio soundbite 12. And obviously he couldn't show up. But they had 10,000 people that showed up anyway. Look how peaceful this is. Audio soundbite 12. Look how peaceful it is. Oh, just sitting there. Look at them. Peaceful people.
Thank you all for your support.
Nobody was rioting. I didn't see any riots, Kane, did you?
No.
It actually was a truly peaceful gathering, mm-hmm. Not a mostly peaceful protest. I don't know. The idea for this, I wanted to play, getting into some of this stuff. This was audio soundbite 16. Leftists have gathered in New York City. This is near Rockefeller, outside of AB Studios. They're protesting the cancellation. Watch this.
ABC, grow a sign! ABC, grow a sign! ABC,
oh, there's a fascist sign.
ABC, grow a sign!
Gosh, this is the lamest protest ever. I'm so bored. Gosh, they're so boring. Look how bored he is. I'm bored looking at how bored he is.
That's a contrast.
That's just, yeah. That's, grow a spine. What do you mean, grow a spine? Notice how they're not saying really anything about Sinclair or Nexstar because they don't understand how licensing and regulation works. That's what's so stupid about this. They don't understand. It comes down to these local stations, and they can do whatever the hell they want if they decide that this is not in public interest, etc. But apparently, again, Hollywood Reporter, Variety, others were reporting that they were basically, their phone lines were burning down over people who were livid over what Kimmel said. And those stations felt that they had a duty to act, and so that's what they did. And how is that Trump's fault? Again, they've come over and over, and they've said no. I mean, you've had ABC said no, they weren't involved in this. Sinclair said no, they weren't involved in this. And Sinclair was like, yeah, we want to do more. I mean, they were doubling down on it. They also said that it was a temporary thing. That it was temporary. All he has to do is apologize. There's certain things that he has to do, certain things that they wanted him to do. He doesn't want to apologize. He doesn't want to do any of that. So, you know, blank their concerns for unity on that, because that's true. Audio soundbite 14, the Paramount, ex-Paramount chief, says the Colbert cancellation, because there were a lot of things saying that it had to do with approval for a mega merger. He was saying no. Colbert just didn't. By the way, did you know only 129,000 people were watching a Jimmy Kimmel show? I get more views than that on an Instagram video.
Those are August numbers.
Go ahead and play this. This is 14. This is about Colbert.
Outside of the settlement, there are other actions taken to ensure there would be regulatory approval. You know, I think about rollbacks of DEI policies. I think about some things like the cancellation of Steve Colbert's show, you know, that was never explicitly stated as being part of getting regulatory approval, but it's something that I think a lot of people assumed. Do you think that they made the right choices to ensure that they got the regulatory approval?
I'm not going to tie any of that to regulatory approval. I can tell you that we had been looking at late night. It was financially not viable. It had been that way for a long time. Mm. We had made a decision months prior to the announcement that we were not going to be going forward with that.
Hmm. Well, look at that.
But First Amendment, though.
Yeah, but I heard that that was a First Amendment issue. I was told, but they're saying no, that had nothing to do with trying to get his approval for a mega merger. It had nothing to do at all whatsoever with that. I feel like people need to stop helping the left. Really.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Rob Gronkowski
and Julian Edelman.
We invited some familiar friends to hang out with us at the Boston Nut House, thanks to Dunkin'. Here is a sneak peek at some of the fun.
Vince Wilfork.
Bill finally like, look, guys, just stop screwing around.
We are joined by Matthew Light, ladies and gentlemen.
And Vraves. You're going to love him.
Will Campbell.
Not into eating hot dogs.
Having Ernie Adams come and teach you defense.
Being able to play the wide three technique tap.
Full episodes of Dudes on Dudes and Games with Names presented by Dunkin'. Tune into iHeart Podcast or wherever you listen to your podcast. Thanks to Dunkin' for a great time.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.